This meditation comes from the book Living from the Heart by Elizabeth MacDonald, by Aham Publication. It's entitled Say Yes to What Is. What is present in your space? What is here, now? What is real? What is true? Yes, there's a body. There's breath and breathing. There's sound. All the senses are here as windows of perception of what we call the world, tuning us into what is in our space right now. Accept it all just as it is. In this meditation, we are tuning in to what is real, to what is true, to that which moves prior to this body-mind configuration, prior to the senses, prior to everything that is objective and so-called real. We are coming into the heart and reacquainting ourselves with that which is. We begin this by allowing whatever is here to just be here. So often we deny or avoid, or fight with that which is present, wishing it wasn't here, wishing there was something different. But here and now, in this conscious company, we are saying yes to what is present, allowing it to be here, just as it is. This is the true practice of living in the heart. Feel this yes to what is there now in your awareness. And once one is tuned into this, it becomes more than just a practice. We realize it's what we are. That which we are says yes to what is present in this moment. And this allows full acceptance, full unconditional love to be present. For there is no identification with what is there in our awareness. The heart is already free of what we are perceiving, of what we are aware of. So as we are here, now, being aware of what is present in our awareness, if our attention is being drawn to thoughts, to sensations, to experiences, just notice that. Again, not avoiding any of it, not fighting with it, but just saying yes to it. yes thinking is going on. Don't try to change it or try to do anything with it whatsoever that would further the identification with it. That's the magic of saying yes. It lets it be. And with inquiry, we utilize whatever is taking our attention outward to bring our attention inward to this place of acceptance and love. Who is thinking? Who is experiencing? I am. Who is the thinker of these thoughts? Who's experiencing this experience? I am. Do we know who this I really is? We say I. We refer to that very often. But do we know who this I really is? Now is the time to investigate into this I, to really discover, reveal, and realize, or make real what this I actually is with this question, who am I? I. Feel and follow this I inward, relaxing into this inward flow of consciousness. Be fully consumed by silence, stillness, the heart. Give way to it. Fully receive it. It's always here. Right here. At some point, a thought may come up. Don't follow that thought. In this moment, right here, right now, we're abiding in our true nature. We're realizing we are already that. And all the thought that would say we're not that is being dissolved, dispelled. Just like when we turn on the light, the darkness disappears. The light switch is the question that was given us to Bhagavan Ramana. Who am I? Be with this question, unmoved. Feel I. you may be experiencing a releasing, a melting away of the body-mind identification. Give full permission to the body-mind to have whatever experience that is occurring and is now being erased in the presence of truth, in the presence of the heart, in this radiance, in this fire of consciousness that is here and now present. All that is not that burns away. Say yes to that, and it all burns away, just like the sun burning away the clouds on a cloudy day. Be the radiance of the sun, the self, the heart that we are. No longer identifying with clouds, so to speak, or that which is objective. That which is out there is there. I am here. As this radiance of the heart, remain here and just let whatever is going on there happen. Say yes to it. Let it unwind. It's not our concern. As Bhagavan Ramana says, why carry the baggage on your head to your own discomfort? Put it down on the train and let the train carry it. So now we're putting it down. By being in the heart, there's nothing we need to do from here. Our only work is to just sit here in the heart. Keep this as your foundation, as your base, and no longer let the body, mind, and its experiences or thoughts be the basis of being. Keep your choice, your vigilance to live this truth, be this truth. In this process, words are only being used to direct our attention towards the silence, towards stillness. So realize the fullness in this silence. Realize the contentment, the fulfillment, the completeness that is here in this silence. Nothing needs to be added. Nothing needs to be taken away. It's all absolutely perfect. Realize this now as your own direct realization, not as a philosophy about it, but soaking it up now, basking in it. From here, all the direction that the body-mind needs in day-to-day life is given. So simple, so clear, no questions or doubts. Here in the heart, we have never been touched by anything that the body-mind has been involved in. Already free. Already clear. This is our true nature. From here, there is no past, no future, just the fresh moment of now. Now. Feel the freshness. In this stillness and silence, the total functioning of manifestation that is in charge of this body-mind in day-to-day life will occur naturally, like water flowing downhill. There's absolutely no effort on your part. It's already flowing in that direction. There's only one thing to do. It's not really doing, it's being. Just being right here in the heart. The self-inquiry is then used like the light switch to bring us back into the light. If we have a tendency to re-identify with the body-mind, we use the inquiry to return our attention back here into the heart. It's so simple. There's only one thing to do. Of course, the mind wants to do many things, make it very complicated, or say there's a whole lot more to do and distract us from the simplicity. But there's only one thing to do. Just be. Be here in the heart. Just choose this. Say yes to what is. Any separation from the heart, from the self, is felt as a contraction. So we know if we're straying. If it becomes difficult, an effort, or struggle, it's a clue. And we inquire, and we return to the heart where everything flows.